goals to finish, maybe?
Goals,
to
aspirations?
To be a top... Goal to be a top guy or something?
I don't exactly recall. We're going to have to hold up. Okay, does anyone have for us
like
an Amuna Vahad story? Anyone have for us an Amuna Vahad story? Rafal Gelly with Amuna Vahad. We're so happy you're here.
I was like, last night at once.
You're saying last night.
Last night.
Okay, sure. I told him I passed him on
that. My Munvat story is.
Here you go, Jeremy, so listen up. Listen up.
That, basically, I got a phone call earlier today, and my family is going out to eat tonight for supper. And I come outside to take a fast break, and there was a. Apparently, Yeshiva was on lockdown. So I decided, you know what, this is probably a message from Hashem because I have to finish Chazaring anyways. So I'm just going to finish out with Mecharusa instead of going out for supper tonight. And it's a real Gamzul Tev because anyway, it's for the best. And whatever happened there, it doesn't even make a difference to me. And then I walk back into this Medrash and Morty Allen jumps out of the door and says that he got caught, he got shot, and you can leave tonight for supper.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to leave for supper?
I'm going to definitely leave for supper.
So that, this brings up questions sometimes of, you know, if a person says the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends him messages, like this is a very sincere question we have over here. I question Rafal Gelly right now. Maybe he should not be going out for supper because he already decided, you know what, I anyway should be learning and I should be chazering. And that was the message. And then all of a sudden, nope. Now that it's no longer a problem, I shouldn't be learning, shouldn't be chazering, I'm going out with my family.
I have an answer.
Oh, hold on a second. Before you weigh in, you've spoken up already today. I want the other guys.
It's good thing you're here.
It's a good thing you're here, Phil.
I can tell you can justify it. You can justify it by saying that it's a test to see what you would have done. And then now that you passed, you can still go.
No, but hold on a second. What was the test? Good, okay, listen. Rabbi Shaffel in training. Here we go. Hold on a second. He made a decision. He
quiz. No pass, go to recess.
He rethought about it. No, but listen. Daniel, listen for a second, okay? If all was it about was, is he upset he's not going out, not upset that he's not going out, so then he passed the test, he could go out. But if he's saying, I rethought about it, and I said, you know what, I really should be chazering anyway, and I shouldn't be going out anyway, and Gamzul Atoiva, that means that he now made a decision that it's better for him to stay in. Now that there's no longer a problem, a threat of any type of danger, so should he still stay in? Just didn't pass the test, but he made a decision that it's better. That really he's supposed to be staying in anyway. Anyone else aside for Rafal who's going to defend himself soon? Anyone else? Anyone weigh in on that?
On his thing?
Yeah.
The thing is the right thing to do.
So the issue is the right thing to do.
To what?
He already passed the test.
Maybe it's not. Maybe
personally, I mean, I know how much he's been passing.
He made a decision based off the test.
No, yeah, that was the test, and he passed.
That what was the test?
But he didn't. He couldn't go out.
Sit and learn.
But he couldn't.
He didn't sit and learn.
He couldn't go out.
No. No. What he was saying is, I'm going to stay here, not go out, spend the extra half an hour during supper and eat.
That was a test to say that.
But is that the right thing to do? Hold on a second. But he said
he couldn't go out anymore.
Because he, but what he said, listen carefully, Abba, what he's saying. He's saying, I thought about it afterwards. Really, I should be chazering anyway. That's what. Am I saying it over right, Rafal?
Yes.
Really, I should be chazering anyway. Now there's no threat. All of a sudden, no, I shouldn't be chazering. You change your mind? I thought you were supposed to be chazering anyway. We got the Snyder man over there.
Maybe. He took the situation, he assessed it, and he said, okay, I'm not going to be mad about it, so I'm just going to... instead, I'm going to...
But that's not what he said.
That's not what he said.
If he said that...
Hold on, wait. I'll give you a second.
If he said that, I agree with you. Rabbi Shaffel, Abishik, all you guys, all of you, I agree with all of you. But... if he said, I decided really I should be chazering, I really shouldn't be going out anyway, and then all of a sudden it clears up, so then I have a question. We are going to go to the source of this entire episode right now. Everyone give your attention to Harav Rafal Gelly in training.
Story's not being changed. I missed the story. It was misinterpreted.
Was misinterpreted or wasn't
English? Was misinterpreted.
What is it?
What happened was, when I got a phone call to go out, When I got a phone call today to go out, I strongly did not want to go out because I know that I'm having a test tonight. And I had a lot of chazar I need to catch up on.
Right.
So I said, there's no way I'm going to go out. So I got a little bit of a schmooze that said, your family,
got some
come
flack.
Out for a little bit, come out. So when I saw that that she was on lockdown, I said, this opportunity, that whatever Hashem wants me to do, I'm going to do. I'm going to take advantage of it. Now I'm going to go into this, like, I can't leave anyways. And if whatever happens, so it's going to happen. So when I found out that she was not locked anymore, today has a message. That you know that, because I made a decision in my mind that I don't know what the right thing to do here, but I'm not going to push either way. So whatever happens, if I'm able to go, I'm going to go. If I'm not able to go, I'm not going to go. Because I already worked out enough chazara. Done, I just finished up. So I'm either going to have more time to chazara, or I'm just going to run out for an hour and be back in time for the test. So when she found me, she was locked anymore, I took that as measures. I'm just going to be able to run there for supper and run back to Shiva. That's the way I took it.
That's why what?
That's why I don't read into signs like that. Because you could just go each way and then you can go back and forth.
Well, we've been discussing this, Daniel, for weeks about how to learn read into a sign. So we have a method.
We started out with saying should you or not.
We have a method.
Start out with not.
All right.
That's my boy.
That's part of.
Shut him down.
What we were saying is that people live with two different approaches. There's the people live with the approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating with me, and then there's people live with the approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not communicating with me. So if you choose that approach, you're basically saying, I don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life. So
anyway,
we now doesn't mean that everything that happens, you all of a sudden read and decide it means this, it means that. We have a we have discussed with a very precise method how to interpret what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's signals to you are. We've made a very precise method on how to do it. Do you want me to say it over again? I don't know. It's up to you to. I don't know. So I will tell you what the precise method is. It was talking about stepping on a shoelace. Do you remember that stepping on the shoelace story? Or falling downstairs, or jamming your finger on a stender.
The truck with the.
Or getting phone calls.
Or getting phone calls.
She got a phone call or something that has taken me.
During first aid.
That was the shoelace story.
That was the shoelace story. So Rabbi Shapo, let me explain it to you, okay? So that way it won't be confused. Because I'm what? Okay, so we're gonna get clarity. Because we remember it kind of. Clarity is as follows. We were not saying that if, you know, all of a sudden a bird drops, you know, something on you, that's a sign from Hashem that you know, all of a sudden you're supposed to call your mother or something like that. It doesn't mean that. We were saying that if something happens, then you're supposed to reassess your decision. And if you think about it afterwards and you come to realization that you decided was wrong, then you change. All it is a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a stop and think.
So now what he did is right.
So let's go through it. Let's go through it. Here it goes. Let's go through it. You ready? We're going through it. Rafal, you ready? We're going to be brutal here.
Hold it up.
So, Daniel, you ready? So Rafal gets a phone call. His family wants him to go out for dinner. Does Rafal think it's the right thing to go out for dinner, yes or no?
No.
Excuse me.
Maybe.
No. Rafal. Oh.
This situation, no.
He didn't want
to
go.
I thought it was the right thing to do. Yeah, but I have to finish up. There's no way.
So what is the right thing to do now? Go or not go?
Not go.
Or did you make the wrong decision?
Sorry, Rafal.
the right thing was I thought at that time, I thought the right thing was not to go if I'm not done my chazar.
Okay.
And if I'm done, and if somehow by a miracle I'm done, then it's the right thing to go because I'm no reason not to. It's supper I'm going to be eating anyways. Might as well run to stop in my family thing.
Okay. So what happened when there was lockdown? That what happened there? Now that you came out, and you saw a sign that was lockdown. So now that was something that you didn't want to do. Or something you did want to do.
So I thought that this is a sign from Hashem I should not be going.
You should not be going.
Should not be going.
Because, in other words, you reassessed to yourself, yeah, and situation. You thought that maybe you shouldn't go.
Yeah.
Now you decide the right thing is not to go.
Yes.
When you saw that sign, you said to yourself, I should not be going.
I should not be going. And I went right back in the center and I found the chavrusa.
So then how did afterwards, the fact that now it's no more lockdown, make that now it's the right thing to go? You so decided already it's the right thing to go. Unless it's all just heebie-jeebie, it's a sign.
No. So then, after I made a decision, I was happy that I'm going to be able to go right in.
Because that was the right thing to do.
And then I found out that, the yeshiva was not locked anymore.
Right.
So I decided I'm going to finish up in Chazara fast, and I'm still going to be able to go. I'm just going to try to finish up my last business.
But the right thing was not to go.
My original decision was that I'm not going to go unless I'm done. I finished, and I decided I'm going to go.
So nothing really changed.
This is small. It's not a crazy decision. Some decisions are what's more right. Obviously, if I'm going to play. I'm saying sometimes I'm going to play basketball. Should I play basketball or learn? I should learn. I'm saying maybe I should play basketball. Maybe it's good to get out a little bit. It wasn't like it's the wrong thing to go out. So he took the message, and then the message wasn't there. You have to reassess. So the first part of the test, he passed.
So
happy about it.
How can you say it's not?
I'm
the
not
right
fully
thing.
Getting it. I'm honestly, I love Rafal to pieces, and I think that he's working really hard on his emunah, and I'm really proud of that.
But
I'm not getting it. I want to ask you the question, Rabbi Yisai. As follows. I hope you don't mind.
Sure.
Let's say a guy's talking about going to play ball. Okay? He's going to play ball during supper. He's going to go play basketball. He's going to be back from Ma'ariv. Technically, he has a chavrusa, but you know, every once in a while, you got to get out. We all know that. You got to get out. Every once in a while, he's going to tell us, chavrusa, look, it's been a storm. I'm going to play ball. And then he sees lockdown. He says, you know what? Really, I probably didn't need to play ball. Probably, I could have sat and should sit and learn with my chavrusa, so I'm going to sit and learn with my chavrusa.
That's
okay. And then the sign comes up, no more lockdown.
Why is that not another sign?
What?
Is that not like another thing from Hashem?
I will tell you. Listen to me, sweetie. I'm going to tell you why. Because the first sign wasn't just a sign of like, it's like a sign from the Lord, and I do whatever he says. It's not like that. It's I reassessed, and I decided, I made a decision because of what happened, that the right thing for me is to stay in. It's not that because of this, therefore I'm blindly saying,
well,
it must be, listen to me, it must be that... That
is.
That's correct. So if he doesn't want to reassess and decide that's the right thing, he might say, you know, really, I should be going out, but Hashem's not letting me out. You know what I mean? That could be.
And
where do you go?
What?
Where do you go?
Then you don't go. But if then
you go back to your chavrusa.
Well, you have no choice. But not because you thought that you made the wrong decision. It's not because you changed your mind. It's just because I got no choice. But if you're saying I got a sign from Hashem, and that sign now convinced me that the right thing to do is to stay in yeshiva. Now that the sign's gone, doesn't mean that all of a sudden you just reverse yourself.
Hold on a second.
So I want to get back to what Yuda's saying over here, and it's similar to what also Rabbi Shaplin training is saying, is as follows. There's another sign. There's a new sign, and now he's reevaluating. And as he reevaluated, he decided, you know what? Really, the right thing is for me to go out. If he says he did that, which I question greatly, then, okay. But if a person says, you know what? I thought about it, and I decided the right thing is for me to stay in. And then I thought about it, and I decided the right thing is for me to go out. What the world's going on over here? Like, first you thought this, then you thought that, then you thought this. It doesn't sound like that's really a real honest assessment. Maybe that's like the fox and the grapes. Are you familiar with the story of the fox and the grapes? Well, I'll tell you if you are or if you're not. There's the fox, and he's got grapes. There are low-hanging grapes, and the fox wants very much to eat the grapes, because foxes love grapes. Right. So he's trying to get those grapes, and as the fox is jumping as high as he can, he keeps on just missing the grapes, and they're right out of his reach. So you know what the fox says as he walks away from the grapes?
I didn't want them anyway.
They're probably sour anyway. Sour grapes. You ever heard the saying, sour grapes? That's where it's from. It's from the fox,
and the grapes.
So what does that mean? That's a person who made an assessment of a situation based on his limitations. So now he can't go out. So he says, it's probably Hashem wants me to stay in. Why are you saying that? Is that you being intellectually honest with yourself, or are you just being the fox and the grapes? So if he says, you know what, I thought about it, and I really, I should be here. I should not be going to play ball. I should not be going to play ball. I'll play ball tomorrow. I'll play ball later. I played ball enough already this week. And he made an intellectual decision. The right thing is for me to stay in. Now that the ball's there, does that mean all of a sudden that's the right thing for him to do to go play ball? I don't think so.
What you do with the fact that the shoe's on lockdown, he's not going to stay. And when he says that, he finds out that there's
only... Now he has it because Baruch Hu gave him an Nisayan. Let me ask you a question. When you're not on lockdown, you don't have an Nisayan to play ball? You can play ball all day, all night, every day, all the time. Right? But you don't. Why not? Because it's not the right thing to do. So now he decides it's not the right thing to do. So now you passed it. Now because Baruch Hu gave you that message, he takes the lockdown away from you. Now what do? You stick to your guns. You know what I'm saying? Because I decided I'm not going out. Now if he just said that because he's foxing the grapes and then he never really meant it in the first place.
So Rafal is foxing the grapes?
I'm not calling Rafal anything. Rafal is king.
King Fox.
King Fox. What does the fox say? Sour grapes, sour grapes.
I think it's a two-step Messiah. First is just taking the right message and then there's acting on it.
That's true. Yeah, it could be that there's a second Messiah. That's very possible. But that's the question that we're asking our phone right now. Should he be going out or not? I'm not even so sure.
I didn't say not.
It depends. If your first decision was a logical, thought-out decision that I reassessed, and I think now I should really be staying in because I should be doing Chazorah. If that was your thought process, then okay. But if your thought process was not, or if something changed in the middle, could be also, sorry, he said, I didn't think I was going to be able to finish Chazorah. Now I say I can finish Chazorah. So now the situation changes. Now there's different components to the Shiloh.
I'm able to have it more clear if I stay. If I leave, I'm going to have it.
So then you have to make a decision. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want?
Your decision was.
It's about what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want. If you decide Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks the right thing is for you to stay.
Masi Rabbi. It's in Rabbi's hands.
It's in my hands.
I'm going to say,
pressure. I got pressure right here. I got pressure. Okay, we're going to try to deal with that later. Folks, I think I tried to make it as clear as I could over here how we deal with these types of messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't just run away with them, and we don't just ignore them, right? Neither one of them. You don't just run away with it when it's like seems to be one direction. You reassess the situation, you stick by that. Now, I'd like to try to work with you on a piece over here from a sefer called Shvile Pinchas. We got one over here, one more. Here it is. This is, if those of you that really would like this piece, we are not going to be doing, but it's an extension of the original piece. I made some extra copies because, in case anyone wants to find the time to do it, here it is. It's more Shvile Pinchas. Shvile Pinchas is someone by the name of Rav Pinchas Friedman. He's alive today. He's the Chavrus of the Belzer Rebbe. He's quoting a sefer called, the sefer is called Meir Einei Chachomim. Meir Einei Chachomim is... This is for many years. This was the only Hasidic Rebbe that I had any connection to. He's called the Ostrovtsa Goyim, the Goyim Mi Ostrovtsa. Rav Meir Yechiel Halevi. His last name was Halshtuk. Halshtuk. So he is. Why is what?
This is the afterwards or before.
This is afterwards. The one side is the afterwards. So it's going to bring us some midrashim, some fascinating ideas from the Ostrov Tzergoin, and it's going to talk about what?
Are we going on
Zion? We're on this page right here. Hippil Pur, Hu Hagoyrol, Lifnei Haman. Thank you. Got my back over there. Hippil Pur, Hu Hagoyro Lifnei Haman. Haman drew lots. You see where we be? Is everyone in? Are you with me? Boloi mazel dogim shu mishamish bechodesh Adar v'loy matzel loy schus. That was like this. He was like, every Jewish month, the Jewish people have got something, they have a attribute, they have a, they have something that's a schus, a merit. Aside from month of Adar. Month of Adar is empty. L'matzav a schus. V'somach miyad v'omar. Adr ain't loy schus, umazloy ain't loy schus. Vloyoid el Shaba Adr Mes, Moshe Rabban. Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar. Sounds like Adar is a month that is
bad
and tragic, sad, depressing. Just a month to annihilate the Jews.
But he didn't know.
Vloyoda Shabbe Shiva be Adar Mes, Moshe Beshiva Adr Noilad Moshe. He died in that month and he also was born. Somebody said, just like the fish swallow, so shall I swallow them. Sometimes they get swallowed, sometimes they swallow. You're going to get swallowed up from those that were swallowed. This is a Medrash Rabbah, Esther Rabsi Zion Yud Aleph. That is the Medrash. Okay, it sounds like it was a lot of discussion about fish. I don't know if you've ever seen by the Chassidim, they put up in the shtibel, they put up a picture of a fish in the month of Adar. Misha nechnes Adar, Marbin Besimcha's got a picture of a fish. Why fish? That is the mazel of the month of Adar. Okay, so what is the month of, what does fish have to do with it? V'nira levaraki inyan adogim yeshlo kesher nifla. Lelekach aniskav shalemanu master amalka, and that is that. Nakti mash yedua b'sifrei ha'tchuna mimekoyres kedoshim. Now he's going to start with a little bit of astronomy. Ki hatzir shemetzayim es ha'kochavim hanirim b'shamayim b'chodesh Adar b'tzuras dogim. If you look at the stars, the constellations, during the month of Adar, you will see fish. Two fish. Vatziru tamid shnei dogim echad lamala me'asheni ha'poinim l'shnei ruchais hafuchais. Two fish look like this. These are the tails. Where my thumbs are the tails. One's a little higher than the other, and they're like facing away from each other.
What happened?
Nothing. The tzorach lavin mabi kesha kodesh baruch hu leremez mekach she yitzar es hakoychav mechodesh adar b'tzura shel shtei dogim lo dag echad. And why are they facing each other? Why are they facing away from each other? Okay? So we're going to start, I'm just going to start with one piece and then we're going to continue with this hopefully the end of the week, which is as follows. This is an interesting thing. What do large fish eat?
Small fish.
Now, how would you imagine you would hunt a fish?
With a fishing rod.
Bait. Not if you're a fish.
You would just open your mouth.
Swim after it.
Swim after it and
swallow it. Yeah.
Ambush.
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 That's the way to do it.
That's the way to go, right?
That's right.
You're fat, you're bigger, you're faster.
Stronger,
just
hungrier.
That's it. Listen to this fascinating phenomenon. All fish, if you ever cut open a fish and see a little fish inside of it, what is that little fish doing there? It was swallowed up, right? All fish are swallowed up that they're eaten facing the fish as if it like walked into its mouth. All fish. Never will you find a fish swallowed through its tail.
So it wasn't ambushed?
It's always never ambushed. Always face first.
Swim by and just snap it
up. What?
They
just leave their mouth open just like that and the little fishies go.
That's a good ambush.
Why?
Clearly not. Swallow the entire thing? Swallow the entire fish?
Fish swallow the fish?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, take a little nibble. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's fine.
So we're going to try to figure out something about the fish, this interesting phenom. This has a lot to do with Emuna. This is Emuna Vad right here. The month of Adar is all about Emuna Vad. We are going to continue with this and more fascinating things, hopefully, on Thursday, folks.
Make
it a great day.
I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Okay, good. Top line on the road.
Emuna Vad. Thank you.